The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Apparently the movie you guys were trying to remember was called Orphan.
Okay.
That's the first thing we need to know. Orphan. Jenny, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I actually know a family that adopted a little girl and had to return her. The story is it was a mom and a dad, and they had two sons, and they really wanted a little girl. So they decided to adopt, and it was actually a U.S. girl, but the girl started wreaking havoc in the home, and she was making lots of sexual advances towards the husband, so they ended up having to return her because she just created total chaos in the house.
It's, I know we're talking about human beings, but using the words they had to return her sounds so like PetSmart.
Piece of clothing.
I got a puppy at PetSmart.
Do you save your receipt?
I think it's a different thing if you're fostering a teenager or you're taking in a grown-up kid. I think that's a different scenario.
How old was the child?
Bert, you presented it. It seemed like, here's your infant, and then like, oh, sorry, don't want it.
Gotta return it.
Right.
I think the little girl was around 8 years old, give or take a year or so.
See, then why not take her to a doctor or a specialist that's your child now? Why not get it fixed?
I think I actually tried that for several months, and I think it was like a six to eight month period that they had the little girl before they returned her.
That must have been a painful decision.
The argument, though, that Bert makes is a very valid one. Like, if you order one thing and are delivered something else just because it's a human,
you can't order behavior. I mean,
well,
that just happens in this situation.
I think this is a whole commentary on the foster care system, too, because I think that, you know, an infant, I think, is different because an infant you bring into your home, and then, you know, anything that's going on with that infant is your responsibility, like the nature-nurture thing. But I think that when you get older and older, I think it's really sad because I've known people in my life that have been through the foster care system, and it is hell. So I think that there's a reason that some of these kids have evolved into having behavioral problems because they haven't had a great shot at life in the foster care system.
Well, if there are pre-existing conditions that you don't know, that they don't tell you about beforehand, and then the child arrives, especially if they're true medical and they've been diagnosed, child arrives and you aren't told about that, I think you have a pretty good
–
I mean,
case.
It's going to be a painful decision to make. But if you weren't told, then you got to take a good hard look at your family and a good hard look at yourself and say, I don't know that we can handle this.
But can't you look at it from a spiritual perspective, too? I mean, that would be part of the struggle is like, you know, was this part of the plan? Like, you know, is our family supposed to raise this child? You know, did God bring this child to us, even though this is not what we expected? You know, we were going to Spain, but we ended up in Holland.
Right. But you could.
Right.
You could also look at, I mean, taking the human aspect out of it, which is tough. But
That's not possible. That's not what you're arguing about. You're not talking about lawnmowers. You get a defective lawnmower, yes, take it back to Lowe's.
If you have two children in your family and you bring a dog into the house, and that dog bites both of your children and attacks every visitor that comes
over. That's different than a kid. It's a human being.
So if you bring a child into your house and the child bites both of your other kids and attacks people when they come over to the house.
It is different. Sure, it's
completely
different.
It's totally different.
Why?
Because you're contributing. I mean, you have an opportunity. Maybe that
you
same scenario has
fix the
played.
Dog.
Maybe that opportunity has played out in this child's life up to this point to make them that way. Mm-hmm. So now here you are again, giving up a child, causing more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Damage.
More damage and more just abandonment issues again. When you could be the one to turn the child around.
Right.
Tracy, producer Tracy here, has some very strong opinions about this.
I can't believe this is even a debate. I mean, you don't, you signed up for this. When you adopt a child, you don't get a choice. Like, I don't get to send Ella back with a Post-it because she doesn't sleep through the night.
But we're talking about older children. So let's talk about the story was an 8-year-old.
Yeah, but still, like, you adopt the child. You chose to have that child become your son or your daughter. If you don't get what you want, you don't send it back with a Post-it note.
But I'm talking about Bert's scenario where... You said, I have two children. I need a healthy, well-adjusted, blah, blah, blah. This is what I want. And then when you receive your child.
Great. And if I have two children and I decide I want to biologically have another one, I don't get to say I only want an easy one that fits into my family.
But you're not saying that. You're saying, hey, you know what? We could open our house up to another child, but we can't afford therapy bills, medical bills, this, that, another thing we have to have.
And what happens if the adoption agency then sends what they think is a completely healthy child
It's not Bert's scenario. Bert's scenario is the child has been diagnosed before the adoption agency gave it to the family.
Okay, and the adoption agency, for whatever reason, wasn't completely honest with them. But you have already agreed to be that parent, that child's
parent
at that point.
You agreed to be the parent of a healthy child.
But what happens if you're a healthy child or not a healthy child?
1 year from that point, the child gets hit by a car,
survives the accident.
Stop changing the
scenario.
It's different.
We're changing the scenario. The scenario is...
No, I don't think...
Nobody will address the scenario.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.